Do you feel too dirty or shameful to step foot in church? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Krista Hernandez-Kuhn, who was on our previous show, who was invited to church but felt too afraid to go because of her lifestyle and prostitution.
You know, I have met a lot of people who feel like if I go to church, I'm going to dirty the place up, or no one will accept me, or they'll point me out and know I'm horrible.
Yeah.
And I honestly felt a little bit like that before I went to church. Like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what the Bible says. And I was a little afraid and embarrassed. So I totally can relate to that.
Yeah, me too. I remember as an atheist doing things that I know would not be accepted at church, you know?
Right.
I was thinking, yeah, I'm not going to church. And it's weird. I had this kind of thing where in my mind, I was like, well, I don't want to go, you know, I think I'm not good enough to go if there was a God. And then there was a second part of me that was like, oh, that's just a bunch of baloney. They just want my money.
Right.
You know? So I had this kind of double, you know,
right,
message inside of me that really prevented me from going.
Yeah.
But when I had the urge to go, when I share with my testimony about how I just suddenly got this urge to go, when I went and I stayed for a while, I realized this real truth that Christians don't think, and God is not like, oh my gosh, you're so dirty.
Right.
But then the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
That means God already knows that we've all fallen short. We're all dirty.
Right.
But he provided a solution. You go to church to get the answer. He's going to clean you up.
Yes. And it also says that yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us. So he didn't die for perfect people. We're all imperfect. So no matter what you've done, whether it's huge in your eyes or small or a bunch of things, God knows. He loves you. He wants to set you free. And he wants you to be able to connect with other people who were sinners saved by grace. And we're never going to be perfect.
Right.
But we need those family connections and churches to have the family of God be there for us. Let's hear from Krista Hernandez-Kuhn after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Angel Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want the pampering you deserve? Come to Angel Nails, your one-stop shop for healthy, long-lasting nail care, including innovative, hydrating manicures and pedicures. Angel Nails is conveniently located in the Applewood Village Shopping Center at 3460 Youngfield Street in Wheat Ridge, just off I-70. Come to Angel Nails with or without an appointment, or call them at 303-234-0702. That's 234-0702.
Do you like listening to the Real Life Radio Show and wish you had a way to share these powerful testimonies with others? Well, now you can. Go to our website at awakeningthenations.com and select from 25 different CDs, each containing 6 real life radio shows covering specific topics such as addiction, pornography, witchcraft, sexual abuse, suicide, and more. For a small donation, we'll send you CDs of your choice. Just go to www.awakeningthenations.com and order yours today. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Once again, we have Krista Hernandez-Kuhn with us, and she's going to share the rest of her story of how she was a victim of satanic ritual abuse as a child. She was sexually, spiritually, and emotionally abused, and as she got older, she ended up getting into stripping, and then later was sex trafficked. And we're going to find out more about where that led her into BDSM and ultimately where she heard the voice of God and got complete healing in her heart. Let's welcome to the show, Krista. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me back.
Yes.
So I escaped from the first trafficker after 3 years because I ended up pregnant with my son. But once I had my son, because I was so broken, I felt so worthless. I went back to many other bosses on my own. And honestly, I didn't even see it as being trafficked. I thought I had just chosen to be a prostitute.
Mm. Wow.
I had a boss that took me to the Bahamas, making me think I was his top girl.
And when you say boss, you're talking about like a pimp boss. Is that right?
Well, they ran an escort service, but it's basically just a fancy pimp, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay.
They're making money off of me and sending me out and selling me and blackmailing me to stay in.
Wow. Because when you originally got into being trafficked, you actually didn't necessarily want to do it. In fact,
No. They
videotaped you, they coerced you into doing these things with some men, and then they taped you and you said, you know what, I don't want to do this. And they said, if you don't do this, we've got video footage on you, you'll never get a job. So that's how you ended up being trafficked. You were actually blackmailed.
Exactly.
Okay, so now they're taking you all over to have fun, so to speak, but it wasn't quite that fun.
No, they were basically using me to smuggle their crack over to the Bahamas and turn me into their play toy when they weren't gambling. I had others that would take me into the strip clubs and try and entice the girls that were dancing and make them think that somehow being a high-priced escort, which was really just a fancy word for prostitution, was better than what they were doing. Mm. And then I ended up in jail for many reasons. Thank the Lord, I did not end up for solicitation or drugs. But once getting out of jail, I had nowhere to go, no relationship with my family, and I did not want to go back into that life. And so I found this job in the paper. It was a phone job. And when I walked in, come to find out, it was a phone sex operating center. And during that time, one of my characters I had to play was a dominatrix who dealt with BDSM. And for those who don't know what BDSM stands for,
right. It
is bondage and discipline, domination and submission, and then also the DNS can be used for sadism and masochism. It's a very dark side of the industry. It doesn't get much darker than that.
Wow.
And that went on for almost 7 years. And it was during that time that I was at my son's baseball game. And one of the moms at that game had invited me to church. And my first thought was, heck to the nah, I am not going to church. I had only been once in my adult life, and that was for a funeral.
Wow.
I thought Jesus wanted nothing to do with me. I was too far gone. And literally, I thought, if I walk in that church, it is going to burn down to the ground, or I'm going to get struck by lightning.
Wow.
But I entered into that church at 35 years old in 2008. And when I walked in, I was like, oh, it didn't burn down. And I remember exactly where I sat, and the presence of Jesus just fell over me. And I didn't even know what it was that I was feeling, but I could not run from his presence, and I wanted more of it. And I started weeping. And when the service was over and they asked if you want to accept Jesus into your heart, I was like, yes, I do.
Wow.
And then for 2 years, I was in the church, volunteering everywhere. I was there every time the doors were open, and I was still in the life because I was terrified that if I told anybody my secret, that they were going to cast me out and reject me.
Wow. And that was the only way you knew how to provide for yourself.
Yeah.
But you did something amazing. You went to a conference, and at that conference, you heard the audible voice of God. And that's when you got complete freedom from literal bondage. Tell us about that.
So the Lord had already put it on my heart that once I got out, but I didn't know how I was going to get out, I was going to reach others where I was. And I was like, yeah, right. But I was a big fan of Joyce Myers. And so I went to go volunteer at one of her conferences, and she was sharing the story of the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
And as she was sharing the story of the prodigal son, it was this, I mean, I could see, it was like God was this bright light, the most beautiful being that was next to Joyce. And he was motioning his hands like, come here, Krista. And I could hear him say, come on, Krista, you can do this. I am your provider, not that industry. And I love you. And I had known how much I loved him. But in that moment, I had a revelation of his love for me. And that was the game changer. That is what it took for me to walk away from a life that had held me captive for 20 years.
Wow. And what's so beautiful is that he loved you where you were at.
Yes.
And he said, in an audible voice, you heard his sweet voice speak to you that he loved you and to get out of that industry. And from that day forward, you got out of there.
Yes.
And he's provided for you ever since. And there are people listening who are in some type of bondage. They can't get out of maybe watching pornography, or they're doing something. They're going to strip clubs, or maybe they're with women sexually, or maybe the woman is a prostitute and they don't know how to get out. What would you say to someone right now who needs something? What would you say to someone?
First of all, to anyone who is going to the strip clubs, I want to break the stereotype and let them know that 89% of women say they do not want to be there. And the only reason they are there is because they know no other means of survival. Secondly, I want to say that 70% of women who are trafficked into the commercial sex industry. So that's what I want to say to the people who are frequenting those places. To those who are in it, I just want to say that there are an amazing amount of sisters that are out here. You have an amazing amount of sisters that are going back in the trenches and are fighting for you, who have walked in your shoes, who love you, and who have made this our life mission to do whatever it takes and go where God says go to bring you freedom. I know while you're in it, it doesn't feel like there's any hope. It feels as though you are stuck there. But I am living proof and have many other sisters who are living proof and brothers, because it's not just girls, that God is good. He is good. And he has a great plan for your life. Just reach out to him. Just ask him to show himself real to you. Amen. And he will, because Amen. He's no respecter of persons. And what he did for me, he can and will do for you. Amen. And if you are being programmed, or if you feel like you have been a victim of mind control or any of that kind of stuff, we will have information to where you could reach out to my organization and we will get you the help that you need to become free.
Amen. Thank you so much. And for those listening, if you could just give us your website, because you have a website.
Yes. So my website is www.lovingyouwhereyouareat.com. It's all spelled out. Okay. And then I also have a book called No Safe Place, From Childhood Abuse to Sex Trafficking. And I can't tell you enough how much I recommend my friend Annie Donawald's book, 27 Seconds, where she really goes down into human trafficking, sex trafficking, and how it's not a who, it's a what. And that what is the system.
Amen. Well, we're going to pray for those who are listening right now who need that freedom and healing in their heart. Thank you so much, Krista.
Thank you.
Lord God, we thank you so much for your power. Lord God, that you break every bondage, that Jesus, you are real. We're hearing a story of how Jesus set someone who's a former prostitute, like all these things, Jesus has set her free. And Lord, we just pray right now in Jesus' name for someone who is saying, gosh, I want to be set free. I'm in some type of bondage. Yes, that's me. Jesus, we pray that you'd break that evil yoke and set the captives free, even right now, yes, right Lord. Over the airwaves. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We just receive that freedom. We see your light, and we want to know you. We want to walk in your freedom and be one with you, because you are our provider, God. Let us not trust in the things of this world, yes, but only in you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. You are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. God bless you all. You're listening to Real Life.